you know, my kid, I've got kids, and they're getting older. A couple of them are, you know, one's flown the coop and another one pretty shortly. Still, even in the teen years, I notice there's still this tug of war that goes on between what they want, and what I think they need. And the twain doesn't always meet. I think this is an important issue overall for parents to consider. I know somebody who really feels strongly about it is our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, who joins us now. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing pretty good. And this is, I think, for parents, one of the constant struggles of trying to, you know, you want to indulge your children to a certain point, and sometimes wants are not negative in any way, shape, or form, but knowing what they need versus just what they want for gratification is part of what being a parent's all about.
Well, there's no question. A lot of parents have real trouble with this. They think they can, you know, buy time with their children, or they think that they can, you know, getting them the fanciest new thing is the best mm-hmm. thing. And there's nothing wrong with having things and enjoying things, but ultimately, it's the relationship that you have with your children, and this is the critical thing. And really, I believe what children really want and need, when you really, the bottom line is, they want their parents involved. They want them going to activities with them. They want them to be accepting them. They want them to be offering them the support, the guidance, the help that they need. This has to be something that starts early. You can't just start later in life. I've unfortunately worked with people in the teenage years that the kids have kind of moved away from them. Even when they took family trips, they'd always take friends with them, kind of made it easier for them, but it didn't help the bonding with the children themselves. So it's really critical as a parent that you really get to know the children. They really get to know you. You get to really respect and care for each other. But like you were saying in your introduction, there are things that kids really can't have. They can't have total freedom. They can't be making decisions beyond their maturity level. It's really up to having the guiding, effective parent. And there are times you do have to make decisions that the children really don't like. It can relate to people they're with, events they're going to go to, in terms of being out late night when they're particularly younger persons, that you just have to make the decision, set the rules in a reasonable way, work with the children. But if you want to have a long-term, lifelong relationship with your child, it has to begin early. They have to be your priority. I really believe children didn't ask to come into the world. And when we bring them there, whether it's spiritual, whether it's secular, whatever reason you believe, there is a responsibility to really help them. You know, we want to feed, clothe, and educate, as my dad said. On the other hand, we want to go further and really have good relationships. And I know you've already worked at that, since we certainly known each other many years. And I think that pays off when the children are adult and they're still people that love and respect you and vice versa. So we have to work at it. It's a lifelong thing. And if you work it right, you're going to have a good relationship for a lifetime.
Doc, it is work. And that's the part that's and sometimes it's not fun. I know it's not fun for the kids, but you know, when I was their age, I wanted to, no matter how much I said otherwise, I wanted to have lines clearly drawn. I wanted to know what was expected, what wasn't. I didn't necessarily want to be granted everything. I wanted to have some boundaries that were clear and not fuzzy. And I don't think that's changed. I mean, I know that the accoutrements have changed around kids, but I don't think that desire to know where the boundaries are has changed at all. That's my personal feeling.
I think you're completely right. And I think a lot of parents in today's age somehow have trouble with that. They really are trying to have their parents almost be democratic in the sense of the kids have equal voice. On some matters, that's true, you know, whether you're going to have a chocolate or a vanilla ice cream cone. But when it comes to issues of whether it is taking part in church activities as a child, whether it's taking part in social activities, academic activities, family activities, these are areas where parents do have to be involved in a positive way,
right,
and modeling the types of behaviors that they would like the children to be, you know, expressing in life. That becomes a big thing. And too often in the world where people are busy working all the time, going to all these events, doing things, that they lose track of the kids. The kids need them at their events and really encouraging and working with them all the way all the way through high school and even beyond.
And it's very fleeting. I mean, I make a joke that over all these many years with my family, and before that with me growing up on vacation, it would be the family board game. Well, that's very much a throwback now. I mean, we could sit there and do electronic, digital, whatever. Even off the grid, we could find a way to do that. But the board game, when they're really young, they all want to be a part of it, but they got to, you know, they got to graduate up. Then they're a part of it, and then they wish they weren't. And then later, they want, now they're the ones bringing up, hey, when are we going to do this? It's that's a good feeling. That's a good feeling to get overall, John.
Boy, absolutely true, Dave. It's really critical. And, you know, when you're really involved with family and you're really doing things, golly, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And people that don't have that really need to really work at that and really try to develop these relationships with human beings. We brought into the world and we're a team and really try to move forward. And sadly, many people don't do that. And that is really not good for either the children or the parents. So if we haven't been doing it, let's work at it. If we're working at it, let's keep working at it. But let's really be involved in raising good family people and people that are going to look after their children.
Something you see in your practice, I know, on a regular basis, and it's got to be hard for you, because sometimes you might see that as you might have to tell a parent, say, look, I think you've indulged a little too much here, and you're their parent. You're not their best friend.
Dave, I'll tell you, one of the worst things is when a parent can't figure out why their children don't want to be involved with them or very little, or they're very critical. And often they lost those key moments of communication. A lot of times, it sounds funny, but you'd be amazed how many times parents that think they're with their children when they're traveling or going to an event, and they brought other children to be with their children, and they really aren't bonding with them and getting those key times. So I'm not saying you don't have other people around or don't take them on a vacation, but you want to make sure that you really know those children and they know you, and you love and care for each other. You can hug each other, talk, you can laugh, cry together. Just have good human being relationships at an appropriate adult-child level, because nothing worse that I see than when you have relationships that have been severed, destroyed, no communication, and you see the crying and the upset and all the frustration and pain that comes with it. Work at it early, work at it long, and just enjoy the days of with the children, following them. It's a wonderful thing. We're now into the grandparent stage, and
that's right.
A great thing too. Yeah. Another one coming December, so it's great times.
And congratulations.
Well, John's first one with Andrea, but anyway.
There you go. So it keeps on, and that's how the world spins on its axis, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it's always good to talk with you, sir. Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, where he's been set up now for this better part of 50 years. DrJohnB.com is the website. Podcasts are all there. This one will be there shortly. And as always, sir, have a wonderful day.
Same to you, my friend. Bye-bye.